Shalom aleichem and a good year and a good bench year. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yud-Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara over there is talking about the Seder of Shemona Esrei. And the Gemara over there says that why is the bracha of Atah Chonin La'adam Das samuch to the bracha of Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soresecha, to the bracha of Tshuva? Why is Bina next to Tshuva? The Gemara says. So the Gemara brings a pasuk and Navi. The person's heart will understand that's Bina, that's Tshuva, we healed. So that's why there's a connection between Das and Tshuva. So the Marsha over there in Megillah says that the connection is there's a person who has Das, he realizes. What is a chet? What does a chet mean? The damage of a chet. Who a person did a chet in front of? And that's the levava yavin. That's atach and das. A person gets das. A person gets bina. A person understands what, when, and where. So such a person as will do tshuva. That's what the Marshal says. Perhaps it's possible to say to be matzias another mahalach besides the Marshal, which is probably the pasuk shat. The Ramban says in Parshas Ekev on the pasuk of Umaltem es Orlas Levavchem, he says that Mila of the Lev, right, is obviously some sort of covering of the heart, is that the heart is Yedas es Emes. That's what Mila Salev causes, that a person removes the blockage, the covering of the heart, and that causes that the Lev Yedas es Emes, a person's heart, knows the truth. It's very interesting, the lotion of Lev Yoidas as MS. Normally, we understand that MS is normally an intellectual concept. MS is an intellectual concept. What does it have to do with Lev? Want to read you the lotion of the Ramban inside. The exact lotion, because it's pretty astounding. I don't have the lotion in front of me, but the lotion of the Ramban is the Lev Yodeas Emes. So that's a very interesting lotion that the Lev knows the truth. What does the Ramban mean? The Ramban says, and that's what it means, Umaltem es Orlas Levavchem. The Lev knows the truth. So it's very interesting. Rashi says in Yuma Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Aveira mitamtemes libo shalom, says the Gemara. The on top of Lama Tesla Alpha Numa, the Gemara says, Aveira mitamtemes libo shalom. And Aveira causes the heart of a person to be mitumtam, blocked. Very interesting. Everybody knows this Gemara. The Gemara learns it out of a pasuk, Vinit Mason bum, Altikrit Vinit Mason, Elovinitamtem. A person gets fashtopped, his heart gets fashtopped. Aveira mitamtemes libo shalom. So normally, if you ask a person, what does it mean that Aveira mitamtemes libo shalom, the person would say that it means that a person doesn't have Aveira and there's some sort of tumah, some sort of ruchnius deterioration, contamination that happens to the person. A person's lave, a person's sensitivities, a person's emotional awareness gets mitamtem as it blocks it. A person loses the sensitivity for ruchnius, for Torah, for Avodas Hashem. It's very interesting. The Rashi over there in Yuma says a different lashon. Rashi says a lashon of Aveira mitamtem as libo shel adam, says Rashi. Mitamtem comes from the lashon of blockage, says Rashi as follows. Oitemes v'soisemes mehachnosas kol chachma. Murray the Garashi. And Aveira causes that it blocks and it closes off. Mehachnosas kol chachma. The chachma doesn't go into the heart. Hear myself? What does that mean? What it means is that it blocks the heart from what? From chachma going into the heart. Mavutika Rashi. They didn't Rashi that the ikar spiritual nezek and damage that it's to a person is that his heart doesn't absorb chachma. Why is that the damage that avera does to a person that his heart doesn't absorb chachma? Very interesting. That's the damage. State in this Rashi something very important. State in this Rashi that the etzim tzura sa'adam was that a person should use the seichel that he has, the das that he has, to control himself, to control his heart. Like it's brought down all the svarim, the word melech is from the word Rosh Tevis, melech, moyach, lev, and kovei. The moyach is to rule over the lev. That's the real malchus. And the ideas that a person has to enter their hearts and go into a person's daily life, go into a person's reality. When he speaks about charota, he talks about how a dramatic part of the charota is that the Eibishter gave me a neshama, teva seichel, chachma lev. He gave me a seichel to control myself, to rule over myself. And that's the whole essence of humanity, and that's the whole matar of the Bria. And he says, and now that I didn't do that, and I didn't use my neshama, which is my seichel, to control myself, what meaning does my life have? It means the essence of the creation of a human being is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a nishmas chayim, people of ba'ap of nishmas chayim, nasa adam b'tzalmenu k'dmusenu, that's Rashi says in Bereishis, the tzalam alakim, nasa adam b'tzalmenu k'dmusenu, is l'hoven or l'haskel, that's the articulation and the expression of the tzalam alakim in a human being. That's the essence of humanity. That's the godliness inside a person. That's the neshama inside a person. That's the tzalam alakim. That the Eibishter gave l'hoven or l'haskel. The Eibishter gave you bina. Give you seichel to use it, to navigate and to channel and to harness all the qualities that you have in the right way. And that's the nekuda of elokus in a person. Nasa adam b'tzalmenu k'dmusenu says Rashi l'havin olahaskel. And that's the shleimos ha'adam that he uses the tzelem elokim and the seichel that's in the tzelem elokim from the tzelem elokim to channel all the qualities in the right way. And that's what the Rebbeinu Yonah says in the Charata. And since I didn't do that, so lomu lichayim. So seichel is not just an added tool, it's not just an added dargo. It's the essence of the human being, it's the essence of life. Having seichel and using it for the right purposes. So when a person does a chet, so the front line of a chet is that he didn't use seichel. He didn't follow the emes of the tzelem elokim inside of him. So the damage of a chet is that aver mitamtemes libo shel adam, says Rashi in Yuma Daf Lamed Tes, oisemes v'sesemes me'achnosos kochacho, the damage is that chokhmah, which would perhaps naturally go into a person's heart, stops going in. That's a davenayr. That's the damage of a chet. So we now understand that umaltim es arlas levavchem, that the Ramban says, Parshas Ekev, means that the lev should know the truth. What does that mean? That means there's the truth, and then there's the truth running a person's life, that we live what we know. We feel what we know. We strive for what we know. Says Ramban, that's taking the milu off the lev, taking off the blockage, and letting the chachma go in, that the heart should know the emes. The brain knows the emes, but that's not enough. The heart needs to know the emes. The person needs it. By the way, when we saw Salanta started the Muslim movement, the whole Muslim movement was started because of this challenge that what a person knows is not what he feels, what a person knows is not what he does. And because has to constantly remind his body, his lave, his emotional system, his retzainis, his base desires, what the emes is. Maltim soils of alchem shall lave yudeas a emes. That's the yisoid of aver mitamtemes libo shel adam. So now we have a new understanding what it means that what the Gemara says in Megillah that. That's why Atachonin is before Ashivenus. Why is it called Levava Yavin? So the Pashm Shat Nigmar is like Marshall says, the person understands what the significance of a chet is. But if it says in this Rashi and Yuma that the damage that a chet does is that Chachma stops going into the heart, so then the tikkun for a chet, the tshuva, is that the Chachma goes back into the heart. Levava Yavin, that's why Dafka speaks about the heart. Because we're not talking about getting knowledge that you don't know. We're talking about penetrating into a person's heart. going into a person's heart. That's the inside of Levava Yavin. Then comes Truva. So Truva is the reconnection of the heart to the Bina. Pashmashad is Atachonim Adam Das, is you have knowledge. And then, no. The Baruch of Atachonim Adam Das is the Levava Yavin, is the Bina. Bina means that the word is, it penetrates into me. Levava Yavin, not just his brain. Then it's the Shavu Ravala, then a person could do Truva. We know that the Baal Turim says in Parshas Nitzavim on the Pasuk Gemal Hashem es levavcho ve'es levav. Baal Turim says that es levavcho ve'es levav is Rosh Hatevis. Is Rosh Hatevis es levavcho ve'es levav Rosh Hatevis El. And the avoid of El is a maltim es or es levav. That's Rosh Hatevis of El. To feed this, now that we know this Ramban, the Ramban teaches us that a maltim is orla slavavchem. What does it mean? It means getting the das to go in, getting the das to penetrate. So we know what avoy devel is. Avoy devel is the mila. The mila of the lev is connecting what we know is right to our daily lives. And during el, the siyata d'shmaya to do it. That's really the avoy devel learning musa. That's the yisoid of levav yavin v'shav v'rafalei. Kol tov and a good kibbutz yom to everybody, to you and your families. Sof shaklag yisrael, kol tov.